EasyIrish.com, Lesson 3, Simple Numbers. Tiadiva Harja, Falcha go EasyIrish.com. My name is Jarlath, and with me here tonight is Antona.
Tiadiva.
And this is our third podcast in our series from EasyIrish.com, and we hope that you're enjoying them thus far. So tonight's lesson is going to be about simple numbers, Antona.
Tonight we're going to cover the simple numbers from 1 to 12, and hopefully we'll do how you'd ask for a telephone number and the simple time, just the hours from 1 to 12. Do the quarter past and the halves later on.
In the next lesson, just to get some practice with the numbers. So let's begin, Antona, then, from 1 to 12. If you can just run through the numbers for us, please.
One in Irish would say a hen. For two we say a daw. For three we say a tree. For four we say a car. For five we say a coig. For the number six we say a shea. For number seven we say a shock. For number eight we say a hocked. And for number nine we say a nine. And for the number ten we say a jig. For number 11 we say a hen jig. And for the number 12 we say a daw jig.
Okay.
And that's the basic numbers from 1 to 12. We need the numbers 1 to 12 to do the clock, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as that, there's one number that we've left out, and that's the word in Irish for zero. For zero, we say a nodge. And a nodge will come in useful when we're dealing with the phone numbers.
Okay.
A nodge at all hocked, 028.
So if you can just take it through one more time, Antona, just quickly.
I'll just go through the numbers again, slowly. For one, we say a hen. For two, we say a daw. For three, we say a tree. For four, we say a car. For number five, we say a coig. Number six, we say a shea. For the number seven, we say a shock. Number eight, we say a hawk. And for number nine, we say a knee. For ten, we say a jai. For number 11, we say a hen jig. And for number 12, we say a daw jig. And again, for zero, we say a nodge.
So, Antona, as an example, they practice those numbers. I suppose the most obvious is the telephone number. How would you say in Irish to ask someone their telephone number?
Well, there's two basic ways we can say it here. We could either say, could you ever go on? What's your telephone number? Or you could also say, could you ever phone?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays they use F-O-F-A-D-A-N for phone as well.
Okay.
Although the word guhan has been there for a long time in Irish. But either one, could you ever guhan? Could you ever phone?
And they're both used interchangeably. And the word ever just simply means number, right?
Ever is the Irish word for the number. What I've just covered is Nahivraha, the numbers. The numbers, 1 to 12.
Right, if we want to practice those numbers now, Antona, so let's. So say if we're meeting and I wanted your telephone number, I could ask you, could you ever phone?
I could respond by just saying, Naj, a hay on a tree, a shea, a hawk, a daw, a hen, a daw, a tree.
And that's just a made up telephone number, so.
But most of our phone numbers begin with zero.
Mm-hmm.
So nodge. Most of the landlines here in this part of the country, they're 028. And Irish would say nodge at all hawk. Mobile numbers vary from place to place, but nodge. As long as we have nodge, we've covered the rest of the numbers from 1 to 12.
So let's just practice that again. Anthony, maybe we can switch roles this time.
Well, I'll ask you, what's your phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Could you deliver go hun?
Nash a he in a tree, a she a hawk a doll, a he in a doll a tree.
My who and shinny, that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is just a made up number. We're not going to use anybody's telephone number, hopefully.
Hopefully. I'm hoping that's not a number anyway, so apologies if it is, but I'm pretty sure it's not. So, well, we can take a dawn then, Antona then, right? We can tell the time in that. So in Irish, Antona, how would you ask someone the time?
In Irish, I suppose the simplest, most straightforward way is just, can tell me.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it? Can tell me.
Mm-hmm.
There's other way of asking, kajen tama tashi, kajen tama wulshi, but can tell me, what time is it? And it's a simple structure.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get 1 o'clock, you just follow the same pattern till you get to 12 o'clock. For 1 o'clock, we would say, ta she a hien a clog. Ta she a hien a clog.
A hien a clog. So it's basically the number
mm-hmm.
followed by a clog.
A clog.
It's
ta she, it is ta she a he in a clog.
Mm-hmm.
Ta she a he in a clog. For 2 o'clock, we would simply say ta she a do a clog.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. And when we get to 3 o'clock, we would say ta she a 3 o'clog.
Mm-hmm.
Ta she a car a clog.
And ta she, Antona, just means it is.
It is, okay. Followed by your number. If it was 5 o'clock, ta she, it is 5 o'clock, a quig o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 o'clock, as long as we remember a number for in Irish for 6, ta she, a she o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7 o'clock, ta she, it is again, ta she, a shock o'clock.
7 o'clock?
Ta she, a hock o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Ta she, a nail o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Ta she a jag o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Ta she a hen jag o'clock?
11 o'clock.
And to round it off, ta she a do jag o'clock?
12 o'clock.
And that's the time, that's the simple time. Those are just the hours. Later on we'll cover the quarter past, the half past, the 5 past, the 10 past. We'll just do the clock, follow the face of the clock round. We'll do the quarter twos, Cathru Gujin.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do all those, but that'll keep for another lesson.
Just to get practicing with the numbers. No, that's brilliant, Antona. Maybe we can just move on to a quiz now, just for the people at home that they can practice. So, for example, for the telephone numbers, I could start off, Antona, and I can ask you the telephone number. We just want the viewers listening in to listen out for Antona's response and see if they could distinguish the numbers in Irish. So I'll start off then, Antona. Could you deliver a guhan?
A nudge, a cahar. A tree, a daw, a hen. A knee, a coog, a daw.
Okay.
Now I'll repeat that again.
Okay. So could you deliver a guhan?
A nudge, a cahar. A tree, a daw, a hen, a knee, a coog, a daw.
Okay, so for the people listening at home, if you can distinguish that and write it down, I can give you the answer now. So the answer was to that 00 4 3 2 1 9 5 2. So congratulations if you got that right. We move on to question 2, Antona. Can Tammy?
Tashia Share Club.
Okay, so what time is that?
I'll just repeat it again. Tashia Share Club.
Okay, so if you got that right, you should have had 6 o'clock. So congratulations if you got that right. And if you got the both of them right, well done. You can listen back and practice the numbers. It's something that you'll come up in your daily routine. And we can move on now to phrase of the week, Antona.
This week, the phrase of the week is to do with the time. It's actually, time will tell. Now, time will tell, in Irish we say, is moy and scaly in Hampshire. It's Moy and Scaly and Amshire. The word Amshire is also the word for weather, but in this case, in this context, it's the word for time. And what it means is time is a great storyteller. Time will tell. It's Moy and Scaly and Amshire.
It's Moy and Scaly and Amshire.
Scaly being a storyteller, mm-hmm. Amshire being time in this context. Mm-hmm. And that's simply it. It's Moy and Scaly and Amshire. It's a true, a very true saying as well. Time will tell.
Time will tell. No, thank you, Anthony. And then, just to comment on the response that we're getting on the website, and a lot of support from our Facebook page, we'd just like to say, Gourmet my Ogilv, and we hope that you're enjoying the program. We're trying to still find our rhythm, and that with the podcast, but we're hopefully persevere and hope that some of you are finding the website and the podcast useful. And we got an email from one person during the week, Paul Gallagher, and he was asking about his name in Irish. And he actually he knew the written form of the name, but he queried on the pronunciation. And Paul's actually emailing from Derry. So, Antoinette, we're talking about his name there. So his name's Paul Gallagher in English.
In Irish, it's just P-O-F-A-R-A-L, Paul, O, capital O-F-A-R-A, Paul O, and then the name itself, G-A-L-L-C-H-O-F-A-R-A-I-R. In Irish, we would say Paul O'Gallagher.
O'Gallagher.
The English Gallagher is just an anglicization of his Irish name. Mm-hmm. But that's it.
It's almost an anglicization phonetically of his name.
Yeah.
Gallagher.
To pronounce it, we say O'Gallagher.
O'Gallagher. Yeah, no, so thank you very much, Paul. We hope that helps. Thank you to everyone for listening. Gourmet my Ogilv.
Gourmet my Ogilv Hain, Jarnif. Thank you very much.
We hope you tune in again. And Slangofoil.
Slangofoil.